I saw when I was logging into the Patreon that some of you hopefully use, I saw a front page thing they had on there, and it was Tiffany Haddish. Is that her name? I think she's the person I saw on there, and she was talking about how Patreon is great for her because people give her money. I was thinking how I was like, it's a little bit unfair for people to use Patreon if, like, there should be some additional rules. For example, Tiffany Haddish, I believe, was at the Colorado State University, like some event they had recently, and was speaking there. And presumably it was paid. I'm assuming she did not do this for free. And like having booked these types of events before, I would say that like $10,000 would be a low amount to pay someone to appear, and especially something like that that it potentially has that wide of an audience. If you got Tiffany Haddish for $10,000, I would say you got a pretty good deal. So that being said, I'm like, if you can charge a $10,000 appearance fee and actually get paid that, if basically you could make a salary for the year, a $50,000 salary within a month by doing less than 8 total hours of work. I don't know if Patreon, like, I don't know if that person needs to be on Patreon. Right? Like, if you're already getting paid to do things and then it's like you're getting paid on Patreon to do other things, but it's like, does she need the income? I don't know, man. I don't mean to just pick on her. I just think that it's funny that she's like the front page example on Patreon. 'Cause I'm like, really? That's the person who's like, oh, she's making a shitload of money on Patreon. And it's great for her because then, oh my God, I had this horrible schedule where I had to do like 10 appearances a year. I had to be in a place at a time 10 times this year, and I only made $100,000 for doing that. Like, whoopty shit. It's very crazy too, like the whole rich get richer thing, right? As far as that stuff goes, where it's like, well, yeah, if you're a big famous author, then you get paid $20,000 to do an appearance or something. Whereas if you're a smaller indie author, you get paid less because it's like, I guess you command less, even though it's like, well, that person could probably use the money. That would go a lot further for them. But it doesn't work that way. I kind of understand why. But I also, the whole Patreon thing is very weird that way. Where it's like, I don't know, is this a good thing? I was thinking about to GoFundMes, because I know some people, like, there's this sort of Twitter wisdom that goes around, which is like, oh, it's a sad state of affairs in this country that people have to use a GoFundMe for medical bills and stuff like that. But I mean, I kind of think that's how it's always been. We just didn't have GoFundMe before. It was like, well, yeah, we had, you would go to a fucking 5K that somebody started in the community to benefit so and so, or like some kind of a potluck dinner and that benefits so and so, or a bake sale or whatever. Like, and these weren't just things that people did for, like, oh, this is for the Girl Scouts to take a trip. It would be like somebody's going through a hard time and let's do this for this. And it's sort of like a sign of the dissolution of the community, right? Like, communities kind of fall apart. And then we need things like GoFundMe because we need to replace the community. But then I think that's the thing is that, like, once again, the online version of community has let us down. Like the online version of that, the GoFundMe is really a poor replacement for like the potluck dinner. Because the potluck dinner, while it probably didn't provide as much of a single cash infusion as a GoFundMe might, I think it's kind of like, well, you had that community and maybe you get other things besides the cash, or maybe you get like more ongoing donations and people helping you out, and the community understands the tough time you're going through, and so on and so forth, rather than just you get some cash. So it's weird. I think every time, it's like a social theory, a social media theory I have is that social media was sort of set to, we were like, there will be no more in-person meetings and blah, blah, blah. It'll be social media. And I think now we've all kind of turned and said, like, well, social media, online life is a poor substitute for real life. It's a great addition to real life or a great supplement to real life, or it could be really helpful if you're like, I live in a small town, so I don't really talk to anybody who likes the things I like or lives the life I live. But it's not like a substitute for having real life friends or real life experiences and that kind of, like, it's not working. It's no good. In those terms. But that's kind of how I feel about GoFundMe too, is like, well, at least it is a substitute, and it's like money-wise it's a substitute, but why don't we like it? Because I think it's again trying to replace community with something other than community.